This is Bob Bragg with the Farm News and Views Report for the week of April 14th. As farmers sat on the sidelines watching the crazy tariff tennis match between the Trump administration and global trading partners, it's all but impossible to determine what will happen with the crop prices this year. Farmers are also dealing with arms tied behind their backs, unknown input costs for crop supplies, machinery, and repairs. Then, after farm organizations warned Trump that deporting large numbers of agricultural workers would harm the food system, he hinted last week that farmers might be able to petition the federal government to retain some farm workers that are in the U.S. illegally as long as they leave the country and then return with legal status. But surely, the devil will be in the details on that. The tit-for-tat on tariffs between the U.S. and China continues. Trump announced on Wednesday that the U.S. was pausing reciprocal tariffs on most countries for 90 days, but he upped the ante on China. As of last Friday, U.S. beef cuts and beef variety meat imports to China now face a 106% tariff, while pork cuts and variety meats face a 131% tariff, and U.S. soybeans are taxed at more than 150%. This is in response to Trump's announcement on Wednesday that the U.S. would be pausing reciprocal tariffs on most countries for 90 days, but up the ante on China. Last week on Friday, the Steiner Consulting Daily Livestock Report noted that U.S. beef was already among the most expensive in the world, which had impacted beef exports to China in recent years. But at this point, Steiner predicts that U.S. beef won't go to that market because grain-fed beef from Australia enjoys duty-free status under a bilateral trade agreement, as does New Zealand beef, while most other beef suppliers face a 12% tariff in the Chinese market. Who said bipartisanship was dead in Washington, D.C.? Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar and Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley are calling on USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins to broaden USDA's response to highly pathogenic avian influenza. They're emphasizing the challenges that turkey producers and dairy farmers are facing with the outbreak that's considered to be the largest animal disease outbreak in U.S. history. They're asking for enhanced biosecurity protocols customized for poultry and dairy operations, accelerated vaccine development, and approval, particularly for dairy cattle. They also want a clear framework to prevent international barriers due to vaccine use, and timelines developed by the USDA for when the turkey and dairy sectors might be protected. An article concerning sheep grazing under solar arrays in Western Farm Press caught my attention recently, since I've watched the installation of solar panels in a field near my farm, which turned a good pasture into a haven for weeds and prairie dogs. Author Heather Smith-Thomas points out that solar farms have found that sheep grazing is a cost-effective method to manage vegetation, since they graze under the panels, keeping the vegetation under control and reducing fire dangers. In turn, the panels provide shade for the sheep and shelter during summer rainstorms. Also, since most solar arrays are enclosed by a fence to keep the deer and elk out, the fences help to protect sheep from predation by coyotes and roaming dogs. Additional information about the impacts of tariffs on agriculture and links to interesting articles by Heather Smith-Thomas is at the Farm News and Views blog post at ksjd.org. Please support KSJD during the spring fund drive. Will Rogers wrote, "The income tax has made more liars out of the American people than gold has." Until next week, I'm Bob Bragg.